back to our guests here in the studio, Brian Keane. I suppose it's illustrated by some of the comments we've heard in the last few minutes. This is a big budgetary package, but in fact it's been spread so widely that the impact on any one area is really quite marginal, it would seem.
Yeah, it would seem. But having said that, I mean, you know, income tax cuts in the order of 700 or 800 euros, which a very significant number of taxpayers are going to receive, is not insignificant.
That's at the top end, though, isn't it?
Well, it's not necessarily at the top end. I mean, just looking at the department's own figures, it starts to cut in at around about 45,000. Now, that's generally speaking, the average industrial wage at the moment. So,
on the average industrial wage is going to be better off on the basis of the tax cuts by, what, about 700-800 euros?
That's correct. And then on top of that, they're going to have the energy support, and, you know, if they've got children, there's going to be benefits there. You know, it all begins to add up and make an appreciable difference. I suppose the snag associated with all of it is that, you know, it's all contingent on everything continuing to work. The corporation tax yield continuing to work, the income tax yield continuing to work, the VAT yield continuing to work. And, you know, they're vulnerable. I don't see anything that the ministers did today that would necessarily prejudice that or jeopardise it. But I think they're prudent in not spending everything that they have, because we just don't know. You know, nobody could have foreseen how this year would pan out inflation-wise, for example.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's pick up on that, Louise Kelly from Deloitte. These two new funds that that have been created by Michael McGrath today. Now, there's a certain amount of moving money around from the National Reserve Fund, but there will be significant additional resources going into both this infrastructure, this climate infrastructure fund, and this, well, the minister said it's definitely not a rainy day fund, but it's about investing in the future.
Yeah, and I think it's certainly prudent to invest some of those windfall gains that we had spoken about earlier into those funds. I think on the infrastructure and climate change one, it's certainly really prudent and makes good sense to have those funds available for some of those projects, to the extent as those that some of the corporation tax fees don't continue to materialise into the future. And then certainly that Future Ireland fund, which, as you said, isn't a rainy day, but is more aimed, I suppose, at some of the expenditure that's already known. But I think just to pick up on Brian's point, like in terms of the sustainability of the corporation tax receipts and what happened today, like I think broadly multinationals will welcome today's budget. The increase in the research and development tax credit to 30%, while it doesn't necessarily provide any additional benefit for those that are going to be subject to Pillar 2 and the minimum 15% rate, but it does ensure that there's no erosion of the benefit of that credit. And I think it's also signalling, I suppose, that Ireland is willing to continue to ensure that it's competitive from a foreign direct investment perspective. I think the other thing that multinationals will welcome is the commitment is supposed to look to try and simplify the tax system. There is a comment there in the minister's speech to look at interest deductibility rules. And again, all of that kind of signalling is welcomed by multinationals that obviously want certainty and want to try and ensure that the tax system is less complex and less costly to administer, particularly when Pillar 2 is coming in over the next couple of months and will be a significant heavy lift for those companies.
All right, we'll be getting some business and other reaction in the course of the next 25 minutes or so. We're on the air till 3:30. But right now we're going to take a short break.